Hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means any one thing around here. It means our dear friend, Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donny, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. It is Wednesday. I'm super excited to be here. And Rob, we never say it enough. I listened to you and Miss Delana yesterday. She really is fabulous.
She's fabulous. She's fabulous. She's absolutely fabulous. A bunch of us naughties are getting together on Friday for drinks. And obviously, Miss D's going to be there. We wish you were here, Donna, but obviously, in LA, living a fabulous life. But when you're next in town, we'll do another one. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So, Kim Kardashian has finally revealed what she's going to do when her mommy, her manager, her mominger, if you like, Kris Jenner retires. So she was asked by the Wall Street Journal, a fancy magazine, what's going to happen? Will there be a position? Will there be a transition of power? So Kris Jenner has really shepherded her daughter's career right from the very beginning up to the cover of Vogue magazine and maybe even $1 billion. Kim said the following, quote, if there's a deal, it's always my mom, me, and our attorney talking it over. She added that, yes, her sisters weigh in, but basically, the power in that family, in that organization, is Kim, her mom, and the attorney. She did say that they've talked about what will happen when Kris retires, and she said she'd like to maybe assemble a team of people to take over what is not enough. I hope it doesn't happen for a very long time, because I'm very, very busy. Now, Kris Jenner did reveal that she makes 10% from all her children's deals. So she's doing very, very well. She also said back in 2017 that she doesn't see herself as retiring anytime soon. What do you think about this succession plan, though?
Well, first of all, I find it hilarious because to me it's like, what point does Kris stop taking money from them? They're all multi-million. Like, Kris, give it up at some point. Like, you think she's going to Kim's door and be like, sweetie, that little Skims check, I know it came. You better give me 10%. It cracks me up.
I think she is. I absolutely think she is. If it was you and me and we get checks for $150 on a good day, then the 10% would burn me. But if it's $1 billion, do I care if my mom gets $100 million? I don't know if I care about that.
That's the thing. You don't even know.
I don't even notice. The thing is, though, she gets it from all the children. So Kris could potentially have more money than certainly Rob. Let's say that. I'm not sure if she has more than Kim, but maybe Chloe and Courtney. It all adds up. Kim went on to say that she actually even accepts business advice from her ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, Kanye West. And she said that she has the same work ethic as her mom. And quote, I don't see myself floating around on a yacht. She went on to say that her grandmother didn't retire until she was in her 80s, and I think Kim will work till she's probably in her 80s too. It is a good work ethic. Part of me thinks, enjoy the money, enjoy life. I think for a lot of people, though, this is how they enjoy life. Are you one of those people, Donny, where your job is who you are? Is this your entire life?
I mean, I hope my boss, who is our friend, is not listening, but no, I am so good, and I actually pride myself on that. When I finish work for the day, it depends on what I'm doing, what kind of job. We have multiple jobs in the world that we live in. But I am very good at shutting it off. Mm. And once I go into my personal life, like today after work, I'm going to go watch, you know, some games and stuff with a friend.
Fabulous.
And I'm just going to be able to just enjoy it and be in the moment.
I love it. And I think our boss would agree that that's a good thing. He has a life outside of work too. But I have worked with people where they are their own hobby, so to speak. All they do all day is think about themselves, their own business. Some acquaintances, not really friends, but some acquaintances talk about themselves like they're a brand. It's not good for my brand. And I'm like, you're not a brand, you're a human being. You are not
exhausting.
A brand. It's exhausting. As self-absorbed as I am, I could barely get the word out, but I am. As self-absorbed as I am, it's all about me, me, me. I can actually turn this off. So as much as I enjoy my career, I love celebrity gossip, I love celebrity news, but I also do have a really good private life. I have my life with Bruce, my little doggy Darby, woof woof. I have my friends too. Some of them cross over like you and Miss D, but I have a group of friends too that have nothing to do with the world of celebrity, and I think it's really, really healthy. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian is saying that she's going to get a group of advisors to replace her mom Kris Jenner when she retires. Do you think Kim should just manage herself? Should she just manage herself? She's really good at it. Is anybody she's going to bring in be as good as Kim at managing this extraordinary career? Go and vote yes or no. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow. I don't want to sway the vote completely, but I've got to say, Donny, I met a lot of managers. They're not very good. They're not very, particularly if they're family members. I mean, they're not that good. It's like if I became super successful, I'd hire like my brother Douglas. You know, he knows nothing about being a manager, but he'd just become a manager and get 10%. I don't get it. You've met managers too, Donny. Come on, be
yes.
honest.
Yes. I want a professional. I want somebody who knows. Yes. I love my family. They don't really know what they're doing.
Can't be, yes. And I don't want you to learn on the job. So if you're my boyfriend or my girlfriend, my husband or my wife, I can't make you my manager, and then you'll just learn on the job, and maybe 10 years from now you'll be a good manager. Maybe not, because you're not learning from anybody. You've got to come from one of those big management firms and then come and be my manager is what I think. So don't do it. No family members. I know you're listening, Naughties, and you're much more likely to be successful than Donny and I. It's the truth. So somebody listening to this show is going to be a huge star. I know it. Do not hire your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad. Kris Jenner is the exception. Hey, moving along, my friend. What are you working on now?
Well, Britney Spears, she is calling out her family once again.
Family?
For hurting her deeper than you'll ever know, she says. She went on social media and she said that she's tired of being the bigger person, which I find very interesting here. She's like, don't you find it weird when you jump through hoops to organize trips or set up lunch dates with people you love only to know they'll bail on you or leave after 10 minutes? It's quite sad. She goes on to say it's humiliating. And it's like every person I've ever opened up to immediately says they'll be gone on a trip for 2 weeks after. I get it. It is quite sad here because we all know those people. Family is different. Whether you're Britney Spears or not, you do, as you get older, sometimes you do kind of grow apart.
Right.
But we also know that Britney's family does not seem like very nice people.
They don't seem like they're nice to her. She went on to say, I get it. I'm actually okay being alone, and actually I'm tired of being Mother Teresa, and if you're rude to me, I'm done. Peace out. We've all got these friends who cancel. I'm afraid I've been one of those friends too. I don't cancel though because I'm sitting on the couch. Because of what we do for a living, we have opportunities that come up really at the last minute, and often I do that instead of meeting somebody for a drinky poo. Sometimes I turn it down too. My friends are really understanding of it, but after a while, if you just keep cancelling on me, I just stop inviting you. I move on too. I'm like Britney. You don't have to be with me if you don't want to hang out with me. I'm okay about it. I'm a little disappointed. We share a mutual friend, or we did, who doesn't want any part of us, Donny. And like, we really wanted to be friends with her. And after a while, we both had to look at each other and say, she don't want us. She didn't want us. And it wasn't the nicest. She didn't want to be her friend. And you kind of be like, I get it. I didn't like it, but I get it. What about you, Donny? Have you had other people too that you've just had to say, I get it. You don't want to be my friend?
Oh, absolutely. And I just wish people would be more open about it. Just be like, hey, we're just different people. I'm busy, or I'm moving on with my life, and it's cool. I've been that way. I've had to not ditch friends, but just be like,
distance,
we're moving
yourself
in separate directions.
Yeah. I never ditch. I distance. I distance myself. Terrible, terrible. Moving along, Olivia Jade says that she faces guilt and stress almost every single day in wake of the college admissions scandal. So she might look like she's very happy sashaying on the Dancing with the Floor ballroom. She's doing a great job there. But behind the scenes, she says that she still struggles. She had a new podcast ad. It's called Conversations with Olivia Jade. And she spoke to a psychologist. Ooh, that's a very, very deep first guest. My first guest was you, Donny. This one got a psychologist.
It's very
deep. Very deep. The psychologist responded by saying, everybody makes mistakes. It's part of being human. So what's important is how you react to those mistakes. That's good advice. The problem often comes, she said, is when people become frozen in fear after they've messed up and they don't make amends for what they've done because they are frozen. Sometimes when you mess up, particularly as big as Olivia Jade's family, we're talking about you, Lori Loughlin, you become immobilized and you end up just never moving on. That's not good. You pay your price. Certainly, mommy went to jail. And I think there is a sense second act here. What about you, Donna?
No, I agree. And obviously, like you said, Lori did go to jail. So she did pay for her sins that way. But I will go on and say, I think Olivia, though, has more publicly acknowledged what happened more than Lori has.
Lori said almost nothing. Olivia sat down on the red table with Jada, remember that? She also, too, is now on Dancing with the Stars and talking about it a little bit more every week. Lori said pretty much nothing. She's never done an interview. She's just brushed it under the rug like it never happened. She's back making a movie, not Hallmark, but she is making a movie. And I think that she should fess up to this because until you admit it, forget celebrities, even in your own life, when I mess up, and I do all the time, you've got to acknowledge it. I say sorry. And then you know what? If people don't forgive me, that's up to them. But you've got to say sorry. You've got to own it before you can ever move on. Talking about apologizing and trying to move on, what's Chrissy Teigen up to?
Well, Chrissy Teigen, she is on her career comeback tour, and she is really trying to put herself out there since the cyberbullying controversy that launched earlier this year, where she basically got called out by Courtney Stodden. She said terrible things about them, and, you know, she paid the ultimate price. She lost deals and lots of stuff. Well, she opened up on the Today Show, and what she said was, "I'm actually 100 days sober today, and I'm so excited." That's actually really good to hear.
Good.
But also, I feel so good. I feel very clear-headed.
I
feel like I've done the work, and I just hope these people can forgive me, which is also lovely. But she also, what made me, I enjoyed about her, and I can also relate to, she said she was embarrassed by the way she acted when she was drinking, especially when she was with, you know, her husband, John Legend.
I've had those mornings when I've woke up with one eye open. Oh. And being like, what did I say? What did I do? And it's maybe cute. I don't know if it ever is, but it feels cuter when you're in your 20s. It's not cute when you're in your 30s and your 40s anymore. I love that Chrissy has pulled it together. And I don't think she's using alcohol as an excuse for her mean, bullying behavior. But I think the two are connected. The girl that was a bully also drank away all her problems. And I think that what was fascinating about this interview for me is that I know it's a cliche, but Chrissy said she's actually now sort of glad that all of this exploded because it made her dig really deep and become a stronger and a better person. If you're going through something awful at the moment and you just want to close your eyes, I promise eventually this awful moment is going to change your life for the better. I've had things happen in my life that I was just not proud about, Donny. Drinking too much, going out too late. I had to get it together. And actually, you don't until you really hit rock bottom. Nobody can do it for you. Chrissy hit that bottom and may she rise up again. And quickly, before we go to break, Joan Rivers' TV series is not moving forward. So there's issues around the rights to Joan Rivers for a limited series, and now it's not going to continue. So her rights to her life are owned by her daughter, Melissa, and they were not secured by the producer. Now, they can do the Joan Rivers show as an unauthorized venture, but the problem is they can't use any of her jokes or her catchphrases because the estate trademarked those. So it's quite complicated with famous people. You can do tell-all books, you can write movies about them, but there's certain things that they can trademark. They can't trademark their entire life. So Joan Rivers is a public figure, so you could write a musical about her, you could write a TV show about her, but you can't use her famous jokes or her catchphrases because they belong to Melissa. And another thing that insiders are telling me really stopped this production is there was an outcry after it was announced Catherine Hahn would be playing Joan because she's not Jewish. Sarah Silverman has recently talked about this, calling it basically cultural appropriation. And now, as she's arguing, Jews should be played by Jews, and that is something that she's very, very insistent upon. And I think that's part of the reason this new show on Joan is not moving forward. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we will move forward when we come right back. Welcome back to the Ronnie Benai Show. I'm Rob Shulman with our dear friend Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da.
Yesterday we talked, thank you, darling. Yesterday we talked about Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, otherwise known as Hillary, who broke her silence about the accidental shooting incident. Is she helping or is she hurting? Let's have a look at the results. 60% said hurting. I agree. Hilaria, this is not your moment. Like, it's not helping. What do you think, Donnie?
I'm not going to lie. I am very torn about this because I think most wives or husbands or partners would speak out on their partner's behalf. But I think Hilaria, aka Hillary, the amount of controversy she's been wrapped up in this year, I think it's best for her to just sit this one out.
Yeah, no, this is like a really controversial person talking out. It's like Megyn Kelly issuing a statement or just somebody like really controversial. Like, don't get involved at the moment. I agree with the majority. 60% think she's hurting. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow, Thursday, to hear your results. And now it's time for our noises of the day.
Well, the nicest of the day, it is Bennifer, because the two of them, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they are having to learn to cope with spending time apart.
Oh, boo-hoo. God bless.
So we all know this summer, they were everywhere. The two of them literally spent every waking moment together. But now they're actually going to be apart because Jennifer, she is in Vancouver filming a Netflix movie. And we all know Ben Affleck, he is in Austin, Texas, working on a film there. It's interesting, though, because the relationship is still new. I know that we've, you know, heard about it and it's everywhere, but they are still fairly new couple. To spend time apart is a little risky for any relationship.
It is risky. It is. And I think this is why lots of celebrities break up, because their careers literally take them to different places in the world. It's hard to schedule time together, but they do have the money for those private planes, Donnie. No JetBlue for them. And so they can travel back and forth and see each other if they make it a priority. And they are doing just that, which is a very good sign. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. This story is so upsetting. So Gwyneth Paltrow is revealing that she almost died giving birth to her daughter, Apple. Now, obviously, Gwyneth nor Apple are our naughtiest, but this story really, really is a story that you want to listen to. So she said she had two cesarean C-sections. My daughter was an emergency. It was crazy. We both almost died. It was not good. Now she has a big scar across her body and she's like, wow, that didn't used to be there. And it's not a bad thing or a good thing, she says, but it is certainly, oh my God. So I think this really highlights the health issues, certainly when people are expecting, and it's something we should probably talk about more. There's nobody here that I'm blaming, but this story was something, we think we know everything about Gwyneth. She overshares with her goop eggs and all those sexual products that she sells, yet this is something that I did not know about, and she casually just mentioned it. Gwyneth, we are sending you our best. And before we go, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you very much. Sponsored by my new book, The Forward Answer, which is available right now on Amazon.com. So to say I created The Forward Answer isn't exactly accurate. What is true is The Forward Answer really created me. It saved me, Donnie, during the lowest point of my life, when I was drinking too much, I'd forgotten who I was, I'd lost my moral compass. I needed to remind myself in just four words, who are you? Figure out your four words, say them to yourself all the time. Remind yourself who you are, and I promise you won't get lost. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And if you could even go over to Amazon and leave a review for the book, I would really, really appreciate it. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
You sound marvelous.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.